Okay, now it is bouncing up and down as I talk,
That sounds good. It's promising, anyway.
And the most important thing, nobody cares what I say.
Okay.
They want to hear what you say.
Okay. All right.
But we see them working. I can keep looking at this. All right, looks like we're recording.
Okay.
Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Roland Peterson in one of his residences, and this is on California Street at Jones in San Francisco. This is a first interview for the archives and a first session. Perhaps there'll be others, but we want to...
Sure, intimate.
Perhaps there'll be others, but at any rate, we're going to do about an hour or so on this.
Okay.
And the date, if I haven't given it, is September 17th, 2002. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. So having said that, having introduced the interview here, Roland, I wanted to say that, acknowledge that this is going to be focused and specific to a project that's upcoming, and that is an essay about you for your upcoming exhibition at Hackett Friedman Gallery in San Francisco. Therefore, we have to keep that in mind as we talk, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we can't wander a little bit over time.
Okay.
And the exhibition focuses on the 60s. We're certainly going to talk about that, but there's more to your story than just that. I don't know an awful lot about your biography. I've read some of the essays about you in earlier catalogs, like at Harcourt and Gallery Publications and other places as well. But maybe we could start by you filling me in on your biography, on your story and on your background, and sort of a quick pass on that. Obviously, moving it up pretty quickly to the subject at hand, which is your art.
Okay.
So where were you born? What about your background?
Well, I was born in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
And on March 31st, 1926. And my parents were married here in San Francisco. And they left on honeymoon, so-called honeymoon. It tended to be longer than they expected. So during that period of time, I was born, and they remained in Denmark for about 2.5 years after I was born. And that time, we returned to San Francisco, and we lived on Bush Street for a short period of time until my parents lost the building during the Depression, and the Bank of America foreclosed on them. And we moved from Bush Street to 14th Street, where my uncle had a building, and we resided there for several years. After a few years there, we moved to a Twin Peaks area, on Seward Street, and at that time I went to Douglas Grammar School, and from Douglas Grammar School I went to Everett Junior High School, and from Everett to Mission High School. So at that time the war was on, and I was 17, I just turned 17 years of age, and I worked as a sign painter for the Army Medical Depot for about 1 year before I enlisted in the Navy. And this was one day before I was 18. I went to Farragut, Idaho for my boot camp training. And shortly after that, I moved to San Francisco. I was stationed in San Francisco at Treasure Island until a ship was available. This was a destroyer